Tom Block's father and uncle founded H&R Block, a company that Tom eventually led as CEO. But there was something else that weighed on his heart, another career. The story of his extraordinary decision is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
There's still time to sign up for our American Countryside Adventure to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll fly to Fairbanks, where we'll pan for gold, see the Alaska Pipeline, and ride the Riverboat Discovery. Then we'll head to Denali National Park and stay at the Princess Lodge. We'll also take in the Alaska State Fair and see the largest vegetables on Earth. Plus, we'll cruise the Kenai Fords and ride on the Alaska Railroad. Get your brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. 2266, or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Tom Block remembers well the conversations around the dinner table with his father, Henry.
My mother made sure that we always had family dinners every night and always at 6 o'clock, so my dad was always home. And he would often talk about his day at the office and what he was doing.
Interestingly, the young boy found the tales of tax preparation fascinating. There was no decision as to what he wanted to do someday.
I always hoped that I would succeed my dad as CEO, and that happened, and I worked so closely with him for a number of years. But then I did decide to leave and become an inner-city school teacher.
Tom had helped transition H&R Block into computerized preparation, utilizing the latest automation, things commonplace today but cutting edge in the 1980s. His decision to follow his heart and go teach was a difficult decision for a number of reasons.
The hardest part about that decision, Andrew, was to tell my dad I was going to leave the company. And as I expected, he was really disappointed, but he was also very supportive. And so that made all the difference in the world to me.
Perhaps his family wondered about his decision as well.
You know, my wife thought I was having a midlife crisis. But I really don't think that's what it was. It wasn't like I was wanting a new sports car, move to Tahiti or anything like that. I just felt something was missing in my life.
The story of a CEO turned middle school math teacher concludes next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.